a lot of it's just the intrigue. Kind of, I look at all these multimillionaires, billionaires, and kind of just want to know their story. How did they come about earning their money? A lot of these guys started with nothing. I started with a $10,000 loan and turned it into a multi-billion-dollar business. And that's just really intriguing to me, is how people can turn so little into something so big, just kind of through their dedication and the turns that they took along the way.
If you don't find him on the football field, this is usually where you will find him.
I just kind of find it interesting, and I've always kind of had that mindset that it's great to play football, and I love doing this, but no matter if I play 2 years or 15 years in this league, there's going to be a time when I have to have another job without football, or there's going to be a time when I'm going to want another job that's not football. So I want to be prepared and ready to jump into that whenever it happens.
For Vikings rookie Jeff Locke, spending time on his computer and learning is a favorite off-field activity. The rookie punter's desire to learn started at a young age and carried over into high school and college. While at UCLA, Locke made the honor roll every year during his tenure as a Bruin and put a high priority on his time in the classroom.
For me personally, I just kind of never had an off switch between football and school. I wanted to be the best at whatever I was doing, whether it was on the field or in the classroom. And at a school like UCLA and most big schools, you are competing with the other students for grades. And there's a bell curve for the grades, and you got to compete to try and get to the top of that bell curve, or to the right side, I should say. I just kind of carried that thought into the classroom, not just on the football field competing for wins.
Continuing his learning and education is an off-day activity, since the business world is years away for the 24-year-old, who is finding his own in the National Football League. The rookie was drafted by the Vikings in the fifth round and never looked back, quickly earning his spot as the team's punter.
I just really came in with the mindset of taking it day by day. It's really hard for you to stay focused on trying to get better at your craft when you look at a big holistic picture and try to think about all the big things that went into you coming into this situation. So I really just came with the mindset of trying to punt my best in practice that day and then compound it with the next day and the next day and kind of let the pieces fall where they may outside of that.
The left-footed punter has shown his worth from the start, giving the Vikings a young and improving talent who ranks in the top half in average yards per punt with just over a 45-yard average. As he learns and adjusts, the rookie hopes to continue his progress and become more and more consistent as he gets comfortable in the NFL.
I've had my bright moments, I'd say. I've been a little inconsistent from what I would like and certainly what I think Coach Prefer would like. And it's kind of been game to game. I've had really good games, and then I've had games that weren't so great. So it's just kind of putting it all together. But overall, I feel like I've been doing fairly well, and hopefully I can get on a good streak to finish the season.
Jeff Locke works hard at whatever he does. If it's on the football field, striving to become the game's top punter, to furthering his education to better prepare himself for life after football. It's safe to say that no matter what the rookie does, you will always find a way to be successful in life.
Yeah, right now I really can't complain about where my life is. I mean, this is a dream come true. And hopefully I can play in the NFL for a very long time and help this team win. And I'm excited for that. And then whenever football ends, I'm going to jump right into my next endeavor.